become a nightmare. Signs of the time on cardboard on corners in town. There's a cancer called crime in our cities, and an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Put an end to the gangs and the drugs in the streets. And the fact that the bad guys most always go free, that is wrong. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, and take all our money and send it abroad.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller. We'll be with you live out of the studios of Republic Broadcasting Network in almost beautiful downtown Round Rock, Texas. Let me catch my breath. On the 8th day of September 2005, I have with me Ted Trakilis. He's going to spend just a couple of minutes with us. We have a special offer that we'll have Ted talk about here in a second. I've got John Ainsworth. Almost said Jane. No, he's John. John Ainsworth coming on the program today. And, folks, we're going to be talking a little bit about the Mexican troops rolling around Texas highways that are fully armed. Not since 1846 has this happened. I've already talked to Perry's office and already talked to Ron Paul's office. We'll get the two press secretaries together so they can spin up a good one on this one. I have Ted Trakilis with me. Hello, Ted.
Hey, John. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty well, my friend. We've got a special offer for people out there and something that's going to benefit the victims here of Katrina. And what that might that be, sir?
All right. First of all, you know, we're not a large company because we put a lot of our money into research and development, trying to improve the product, trying to come up with new products for both air and water. But I was taken by looking at the devastation down there in the Gulf Coast. And we are asking the people who have been listening to your program that if they wish to purchase a unit like the SS-8 is the one we're featuring, because it is a powerhouse, it is a good unit for doing mold remediation, it's a good unit for clearing the air, killing the bacteria and the fungi that people are going to experience with the drying out of these areas from that hurricane. Now, the point is, they may already have an ionizer, but they may know somebody down there who has a serious problem, and when the mud and the water is washed away, they're still going to have the mold and the bacteria. So our units kill this mold and bacteria. Now, we're going to offer them the SS-8, which is normally $600 for $480, but we're going to take $60 of our profit, and we're going to put it into an account, and then at such time that we have enough money to make up enough machines, and at such time certain areas have electricity, we will send free machines to hospitals, to churches, and to schools as we find out who is in need of them, who has the most serious mold and contamination process.
Well, Ted, and this should have been done anyhow in the hospitals, you know, regardless of any flooding, Katrina, anything else, because the hospitals, because of transference of disease in these hospitals, the hospitals are killing more people in this country every single day.
Absolutely. Matter of fact, I read an article in June issue of AARP. They say the worst place to go if you get sick is a hospital because 90,000 people last year went to a hospital and contracted a disease that killed them. They got it at the hospital. They didn't go in for that disease. They got it at the hospital.
90,000?
90,000 died last year from infections contracted while they were visiting a hospital.
Sounds to me like I'd be better off swimming around in a soup down in the bowl in New Orleans right now.
Well, it could probably be cleaner in some cases.
All right. We'll take the break here. We'll come back with Ted Trakilis and my guest coming up in just a few minutes, John Ainsworth. And news on Mexican troop movement, folks.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays. Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Listen, this is important. I know you can handle the truth because you're listening to RBN. How would you like to get paid for telling the truth? Yeah, I'm talking about money in your pocket for exposing the criminals in our government. The tyranny in this country has gone on for too long. As my old friend Barney would say, it's time to nip it. Nip it in the bud. Grab a pen and write down the address to my website so that you can find out what this is all about. The address is www.thelibertyclub.net/user/RBN. That's www.thelibertyclub.net/user/RBN. Do it right now before you forget about it and put a jingle in your pocket.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Ted Trakilis from Aaron Aqua Corporation is on the line with us. And, folks, it's a special little deal that we're running. For every SS8 Aaronizer, normally $600, it's been discounted to $480. And out of that money, $60 will be set aside when they get their power turned on down in New Orleans. What Ted is going to do is, at cost, machines for hospitals, churches, so on and so forth. So it depends on how much help the people down there in Louisiana get. It depends on how many units you are going to buy. If you thought about purchasing an Aaronizer, it's the best purification unit on the face of the planet, folks, bar none. It is not an air cleaner. Okay, it isn't, a lot of people get confused here. It's an air purifier. It kills bacteria, viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. If you have any odors whatsoever, cat box odors, cigarette odors, just that closed up smell that you get in your house, folks, the Aaronizer will do away with it. Kills molds and mildews. Try putting an Aaronizer in your bathroom, shutting the door. That's right. It'll kill your molds and viruses. Got a funky basement? Okay. Here's another one for you. Also, don't forget, we're coming up on ragweed season, ladies and gentlemen. You people with allergies out there, why suffer? You know this carries over when you go to sleep at night, Ted, correct?
Absolutely. And the thing is, you don't need a lot of Aaron to keep that pollen and that ragweed down in your room, because remember, we're putting a negative charge into the air. We're also destroying chemical odors. We're also destroying bacteria. People are closing their windows in the north, especially because winter is coming. I hate to say it, but we only got 2 weeks of summer left. And after that, then, of course, we're going to be closing up our windows and getting ready to batten down the hatches. Incidentally, John, if they wanted to donate a machine directly to an agency down in the south or a place that's been devastated, we would sell the unit directly to the individual for $420.
Okay.
We'll take the $60 right off, and we'll ship it to one of their nonprofit organizations that have been devastated. If they have a preference, we're not going to single out things, but we will send it to nonprofit organizations at the request of a person who wants them. And now they get the write off of the $420, and of course we are the ones who are shipping the unit, and we're giving the units pretty much down below near our cost level to the individuals. Now, we will do that, and that way that they know that that individual or that group down there is going to get the machine directly, and they're responsible for it.
And I was just going to say, Ted, and we've been doing our part, our small part over here. We're really not geared for emergency disaster relief. We don't have the manpower to handle that, but we've been relocating families through the network here, through some fine people that decided that they had seen enough of the devastation. What a fine job our emergency management people did down there. They've been even cutting power communications and power lines down there. It's a bad situation, absolutely a horrible situation. And Ted, we were led to believe that because of Homeland Security, if we had a nuclear, biological, or chemical attack in any city, they could send out their first responders. They could assess situation through their emergency plans, and if necessary, well, they could relocate entire cities. Well, here's a test 4 years later, almost to the day, 4 years after September 11, 2001, and we're still dealing with what they say and what people are accusing them of being of inept. Well, we know differently, but that's the case. So in our way, folks, we're stepping up to the plate, along with Aranaco Corporation, to put something down there that's going to help people immediately. And I'll tell you one thing right now. Where these units should be going is in hospitals, because the people were dying there before any of this Katrina stuff took place.
And, you know, I'll tell you something. It's going to get worse. The mold and the mildew and the bacteria, because I was listening on PBS radio today as I was coming back to the office from a meeting, and they were talking about a mold specialist at one of the universities who said that the mold that is going to come is going to start off in small sporadic bunches, and it's just going to go full-blown because it grows at a tremendous rate once it gets into the system and gets into the buildings and gets into the actual woodwork of a lot of the buildings down there. And the mold is going to be all over the place, and that's one of the things. If they have schools, once these waters are out of the basement, that's even going to be something that's going to be hard to deal with.
Well, they have no basements down there, so that water was at ground level, and however high the water rose in whatever particular location, whether it was 2 feet or 10 feet or 20 feet, it didn't matter. Those structures are soaked.
Well, keep in mind, a lot of those structures are wooden, and that's one of the things that's going to have a devastating effect because it'll go right into the wood. We do kill it. We have tests that prove it. We've been certified by EPA. Certified laboratories that we kill bacteria, fungi, and mold. So we are not selling a product which is, if anything, it's the biggest gun on the market. It's the one that can do, the smallest machine can do the biggest job. So we're trying to get this information out. Now, I'm happy to say to some degree that some people are appreciating our use of our equipment. Some people have already taken and purchased equipment, they're taking it down into that area, and they are going to try to help people down there with mold remediation, but it's not enough. I mean, from what I understand, this is twice the size of the worst hurricane that has ever hit the United States. They said that Andrew, they lost something like 150,000 houses, 50,000 destroyed and 100,000 contaminated with water. They have over 300,000, they think, and it's climbing, estimated losses of buildings and living quarters.
Well,
this is just a devastation that's hard to comprehend.
Well, and even what's even harder for me to comprehend, it's not hard for me to comprehend a tornado. It's not hard for me to contemplate a hurricane. We have seen the damage done by those. But it's really hard to imagine this whole thing down in New Orleans could have been avoided.
John, I was thinking on the way back when you were talking about how much the water came through that levee and that the Corps of Engineers had given them an estimate would have cost to build a retaining wall behind the levee that might have given it added strength to prevent this. And then here we are, we have a group of maybe 50 people living on an island up in Alaska someplace, and we've just allocated $328 million to build a bridge that goes over to that island for that many people, 28 or 50 people, whatever it is. It was in the newspaper. I'm sure your listeners have read about it. And then they're spending money to build roads that go into nowhere, $300 million here. The pork barreling is going in the wrong direction.
It absolutely
is.
We
should direct the pork to where the people eat the pork and need the pork and can use the pork. We shouldn't be putting it into areas. And here we are. If I wanted to donate machines, all right, to these places, I couldn't afford it. Bankrupt me to donate the machine. Yet a couple of million dollars in machines would probably work down there very well in aiding people with the mold, and I can't get a dime from FEMA or anybody to provide machines down there. It's amazing, and everybody's hiding the issue. Everybody's skirting the issue. And it's amazing what's going on in this country, and the politicians are playing the disaster to their highest popularity poll that they can get.
That's
They're
right.
all looking like saviors now out there. They're all saying, we're going to do this and we're going to do that. The horse is out of the barn, and now we're getting ready to close the barn door.
Yeah, and the barn is rife with disease.
That's right. Yeah. With all the mold and the fungus, and it's going to get worse.
By the way, I wanted to tell you, Ted, I guess you were on Derry Brownfield's show today, and you made the same offer to their listeners, which went out over 70 AM and FM stations across the country. Not one person of the Derry Brownfield audience out there took advantage of your offer.
Oh, well, I'm sorry to hear that.
Well, I am too, because obviously either they're all broke, they didn't understand, or they don't care.
Well, I'll tell you one thing, John. We're not saying this because we like to see disaster. I hate disaster, and I hate to make money this way. But we are receiving orders from people down there who are going out after that mold business.
Right.
And they are calling in here and placing substantial orders going into the Biloxi area, going into the Seaboard Highway down there. It's not the way I like to make money. I'd rather make money doing things from a natural standpoint, not from a disaster standpoint. We're taking advantage of people who are on their last leg to begin with. I mean, these people have lost everything, and now some of them, they're going to be losing their lives because of the contamination down there.
Understood. Ted Trakilis, thank you so much for spending a few minutes with us on this edition of the National Intel Report for this important information. And, folks, be it known, I would like to see everybody prepared. In your battle plan, I'd like to see you have an aeronizer, because there's some nasty stuff floating around in the air out there. Ted, thank you very much.
Thank you, John. I appreciate the time.
All right, sir. Ted Trakilis, Aranaco Corporation. Let's keep John Ainsworth on hold through the break here, and then we'll bring him on. Let's go quickly to Charles in Louisiana. Hello, Charles.
How you doing, Mr. John?
Hi.
I couldn't hear you on the radio, but I called in anyway. I heard about the foreign troops coming here.
Yes.
And, it's getting worse and worse down here, even though they're getting the people out. You ought to see how they're treating the people down up in here. They're running survivors, people, rescue people back. And they're telling you they rescue them. There's only a couple of boats in the water back, a couple of days ago.
Well, we've got FEMA. We know that they cut the police lines down there. They've been cutting power lines.
Yeah.
They've been precluding fuel pickup. They've been doing a lot of things.
Yeah, well, I'm telling you, I told you it's going to get worse before it gets better.
Yeah.
Now, I like to know there's going to be a ship up there in the channel full of Mexicans. I like to know, John, if we allow this to happen, I'm not trying to stir the pot, but if we allow this to happen, other troops are coming too.
Well, I'm going to tell you what. Foreign troops have been coming into Army bases around this country for a number of years.
Yes.
You can remember Operation Nifty Nugget. That's right. Cooperative Nugget 95 down there in Louisiana. They were bringing foreign troops from all over the country. Shekel Zavili stood on the parade ground and said, here are the troops of the New World Order.
Yes.
It's been going on for quite some time. I've got a break. I'm up against the commercial. Hold on. We'll be right back.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
My mistake, I forgot to give out the number to order that Aaronizer on special. And remember what Ted Trakilla said. It's a $600 unit. He's discounting at 20%. That's $480. $60 of that money will be set aside. He's going to be getting rid of his machines at cost to hospitals, churches, whatever needs it down in New Orleans. And if you just want to skip all that and buy a unit for $420, that will be sent directly to whatever address down in the Louisiana area. The number, 800-724-2719. Again, that's 800-724-2719. And that is for the SS8 unit, the Aaronizer, which kills molds and bacteria, and that's what those people need down there. Charles in Louisiana, go ahead.
I just found my two aunts, my cousin, and our two babies. I just found them.
Really?
And they was in the Dome Stadium, and I so helped me the Lord. I had to talk to you today because the hell they went through. The hell they went through. And the police standing up there watching this. You know what I mean?
And, you know, and I've got to tell you something, Charles. You know this better than anybody. This was something reminiscent of a third world country.
Yes.
Bodies floating around.
Well, they're going to break us all, John. I mean, I put in a call. I have some dogs, you know, and a couple of people call me. I don't want nothing for myself, but I have no checks coming in. I don't want nothing from nobody. I wouldn't take a dime, so help me God. But they destroying Louisiana. I said that the worst was come. Now, these foreign troops are coming. The American people are still eating their hot dogs, and they're worried about ball games, LSU games down here. That's what they want to know.
Well,
they're playing.
And you know, and Charles, forgive me for a second. I understand, but there's a lot of people that are catching on to this. We have not done our job here in this country because we're not big enough yet.
Yes.
To let people know exactly what's happening and why it's happening and that it can be stopped.
I have no more to give.
I understand.
You see, I did my job, and I did. I'm seventh grade. I did better than most, and I see my family go down in the hospitals right now in Texas, Fort Worth, Texas. And I'm gonna tell you something. I did what I could, but I swear, John, I'm finished with the American people. And I'm not saying that to say I'm some kind of big man. I'm just sick of fighting for these cowards that don't want to face the truth.
Well, and Charles, what would happen if I took that attitude?
Well, I don't know, Mr. John. I'm tired.
Well,
I know you're tired, pal.
Well, and Charles, it's no small stretch here. It's no small feat that we've got to raise $500,000 a year to run this place.
Oh, no, look, I'm not taking nothing away from you, Mr. John.
No. I'm just saying
I'm getting
on you for saying that you're going to give up. You can't give up.
I just don't. Where can I go from here? If I wanted to make tapes, I couldn't. If I wanted to, I couldn't. I don't know what's going to happen. My checks ain't coming. I mean, I'm not patting myself in the back. I mean, I gave everything when I could. I fought when I could. I'm not going to wait till. I didn't wait till the last minute. You understand? And I appreciate what you're doing. Let me tell you something. If it wasn't for you and Alex and a few other people, I don't know where we'd be at. But you know what upsets me? I want to apologize for running my head the last time I talked to you about this. People don't want to do nothing. This is what upsets me, John. They can sit down, listen to this, do everything, and hee-haw, call up, hee-haw, hee-haw. Most of them don't do nothing, John. I didn't hear 5 or 6 phone calls trying to get dogs away from people, you know, call me all over the states. And there's only a few of us out here, like you and Alex, not me, really putting their heart into this. And it's just like these people, they're listening.
Well, I don't want to be mentioned in the same breath as Alex Jones. I'm my own guy, and I operate differently than what Alex does.
Well, okay, listen, I didn't mean that.
Yeah, that's okay.
But
no,
there's a few people out here trying. But I'm just, I'm sick, my heart hurts.
No,
I'm down here looking at this. Listen to what they're doing to these people. They're telling them, get in the boat, give me your gun and your drugs. All these people ain't down in New Orleans ain't drug addicts. They the way they're treating them people, they don't even want them to get in a boat. They won't let the rescue workers go in and get them. They're telling the firemen, they go there at 6 o'clock in the morning, they start at 11 o'clock, 2 o'clock, you got to leave. They tell them the firemen they got to leave. They only want FEMA people out there, ATF people. I mean, you know, the prima donnas walking around. They're trying to make this worse than it is. They wanted everybody dead down there, John, so help me God.
No, I understand.
They wanted everybody dead. And if you look at these people, they're so whipped down when they come here. They have nothing. They're so whipped down.
Yeah, because the problem is going to be when these people want to get back to their properties or they're going to be compensated from all these billions of dollars that are supposed to be going down to that area for reconstruction, cleanup, reconstruction, rebuilding, so on and so forth. What are they going to be offering the property owners down there, especially in the Ninth Ward? Charles, how much money do you think these people are going to get?
No, they're going to just take that property.
That's right.
And let me tell you something. There's reports that before their bombs, they heard explosions before that levee broke. There's reports, I'm telling you. It was deliberately done, John. Landry getting on television crying and DeBlanco, they don't care about none of this. Anybody in that Washington, D.C. or in government, they all got their hand in this. They're all making money. They don't care. Bush, he's down there in Texas sitting on with DeBlanco with the people and Clinton and Miss DeMama Bush. And they turned the camera off on her and they said, she said, these people are not malfunctionable. If no matter where you send them or how much money you give them, it ain't going to do no good.
Yeah, well, I mean, that is a statement from an elitist if I've ever heard one.
Yes,
Charles,
yeah.
I would urge you, my friend. I know you're rattled.
Well, right now I'm just tired. You know,
I understand.
I just found my family relieved. I thought they were all dead. You know, I had a lot on my mind.
Yes, sir, I know.
I had a lot on my mind for the last week or so.
All right, well, Charles.
I'm just tired now. I can rest. That's all coming out. But the people up here need to start doing something, John. We got to get together on the same page.
Well, we're doing it. We're doing it, Charles. Thank you for your call. I appreciate it very much. And hang in there, please.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Gano Cafe? Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
Listen, this is important. I know you can handle the truth because you're listening to RBN. How would you like to get paid for telling the truth? Yeah, I'm talking about money in your pocket for exposing the criminals in our government. The tyranny in this country has gone on for too long. As my old friend Barney would say, it's time to nip it. Nip it in the bud. Grab a pen and write down the address to my website so that you can find out what this is all about. The address is www.thelibertyclub.net/user/RBN. That's www.thelibertyclub.net/user/RBN. Do it right now before you forget about it and put a jingle in your pocket.
Hello, this is Christine with BringemHome.org. Are you a parent disinclined to seeing your sons and daughters used as mortar bait for the New World Order? With no end in sight to the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, along with the looming possibility of an escalation of conflict into Iran and Syria, we need to send a definitive message to the warmongering politicians. Bring our troops home now. We have Bring Them Home magnetic ribbons, which are available in any quantity. Like the upside down flag, these ribbons are inverted to symbolize a state of distress. Place these ribbons on your cars and help us wake up the sleeping public. Don't wait until the military draft is implemented. Don't wait until it's too late. Get your ribbons now. Your Bring 'em Home ribbons can be purchased at rbnlive.com or at bringemhome.org or call 877-605-9200.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
I have John Ainsworth with me. John, how you doing this afternoon?
Well, we're doing well here in North Carolina.
In North Carolina, you is.
We are.
Yeah. The rest of the country, we've got trouble spots all over the place. Information that's been coming to us yesterday, we had some revelations on the air that these dikes down in the New Orleans area were possibly, and there's a good strong indication that these things were purposely detonated. In other words, in the middle of the night, boom, they're gone. Mm-hmm. New Orleans floods, Katrina passes by. The reports that came out, 80 to 100 mile an hour winds that actually went east of New Orleans. They didn't even get the full brunt of it. But the supposed surge and the heavy rains is what did the levees in. And people know the story on the levees, how the federal government cut back on that There was supposed to be, I think, over $50 million go into that, and they cut it back to $10 million. Only 80% of those berms were actually fixed. But now the federal government is going to send some $40 billion down there. Now, I don't know how many billions are going to be relegated to the Louisiana and specifically New Orleans area, but it seems a little bit too much, a little too late. Too many people have died. And as a consequence of this, John, disturbing news that we have Mexican troops coming up from Mexico. And I'm going to read you the AP story here, folks, by Olga Rodriguez. What does that tell you? Mexican Army convoys and a Navy ship laden with food, supplies, and specialists traveled to the United States Wednesday to help in the Hurricane Katrina relief effort. It was a highly symbolic journey, marking the first time Mexico's military has aided its northern neighbor. A convoy of 45 vehicles and 196 soldiers arrived at the border city of Nuevo Laredo Wednesday night. It was to cross into the U.S. territory early today. General Franco Ortiz Valdez told reporters as his men refueled at a local gas station. He said the troops would help evacuee operations in San Antonio. Our mission is to give aid to the civilian population affected by the disaster. Now, federal police briefly blocked the highway in both directions as the convoy arrived at the gas station. What the federal police, yeah, we should have had our DPS officers out there disarming these creatures because you know what, John? They're traveling armed. This is a convoy that's not a rescue type of convoy that what you might think of the National Guard, and they are armed. Now, I called Governor Perry's office, spoke to, and I copy this number down, folks, because we got the foreign troops here. As I said earlier, we've had foreign troops in this country training before. Years ago, Arizona, the Luftwaffe was over here from Germany. We had Cooperative Nugget 95 and subsequent cross-training ventures. Of course, we caught Mr. Shekelzavili, general at the time, stating when he had his little, I guess his moment of glory, cross-training these troops with U.S. troops on the parade ground. There was Shekelzavili proclaiming to the people in the grandstands that this is the army of the New World Order. Thank you very much, General. Well, now, we have not had armed Mexicans in this country since 1846. If you want something symbolic, Mr. George Bush's twin brother here, down in Mexico, President Vicente Fox, if you want to make a real symbolic gesture, start hauling your illegals back across the border. I'll tell you what, John, foreign troops in this country, in Texas right now, armed. That's a positive no-no. Now, folks, I want you to do something for me here, because this, if it happens here in Texas, trust me, it's going to happen other places in this country. I talked to Andrea. She was at the press office at Governor Perry's office. The press secretary is named Kathy Walt. I'm going to give you the number here, folks. I want you to burn these phones off the hook. What the hell is Perry doing letting Mexican armed troops inside the United States? Has he lost his mind? I guarantee you one thing. That's it for me, Mr. Perry. I want you out of the governor's office. Do you understand posse comitatus? Better still, do you understand foreign troops being on U.S. soil, specifically, you butthead, Texas, and you're allowing armed Mexicans running around on our roads, soon to be toll roads, by the way, folks. Thank you again, Mr. Perry. I want this clown out of office tomorrow. Let me give you his number. 512-463-2000. You won't reach Governor Rick, but you can ask for the press secretary, Kathy Walt. 512-463-2000. Perry, have you lost your mind? What mind you had left, did you lose it? Also called Ron Paul's office, and I'm going to give you a couple of numbers for his also. Maybe we can get the press secretaries talking amongst each other, and maybe somebody other than Governor Perry can figure out this really ain't a good idea, dude. We've got your illegals sitting down here in this country, or this state, and you've done nothing to turn them away. You've been kissing Vicente Fox on his backside. Now you're allowing his armed troops into my backyard. The hell is wrong with this guy? Ron Paul's number. He's got a couple of different offices, ladies and gentlemen. Boy, I am hot. I cannot believe this. Let me find Mr. Paul here. Here you go. Ron Paul's number in Washington, D.C. is 202-225-2831. Again, that's 202. By the way, nobody thought to do this. Call Perry's office and start leveling complaints at this guy. Shock him back into reality. Remember, this is not Mexico yet, Mr. Perry. 202-255-2831 is Ron Paul's phone number. I'm sorry, 225-202-225-2831. The fax number up there is 202-226-6288. By the way, Perry's fax number, I can't believe this. I mean, we got a trader sitting right here in the capital of Texas down here, folks. Perry's fax number is 512-463-1849. If you want another number for Ron Paul, he's got a couple of different district offices. He's got one in Freeport, 979-230-0000, and in Victoria, Texas, 361-576-1231. John.
Yes, sir.
What is wrong with these people? I mean, are they that cocksure that their agenda is going to go through, that they feel that they can do anything they want at any time?
Well, obviously, they're getting very confident in what they're doing. I mean, the question that immediately comes to my mind in this situation is, I mean, what would happen if a convoy of armed American citizens decides to go down here to wherever and help out? How would they be received by the governor? He'd probably have, you know, the National Guard go out there, disarm them, and say, thank you very much. Why don't you go back to where you came from?
Well,
so why do Mexican soldiers have greater rights than American citizens? And what authority do they have to carry guns? What if a Mexican soldier saw a looter and shot him? What authority would he have to do that?
I might get arrested by the feds. They might be breaking in this door in the next 5 minutes. But I'm going to tell you exactly what I am going to do. Me personally, I'm not suggesting that anybody else do this. If I'm within gunshot range of a Mexican troop standing in our streets armed, I will kill him on the spot. Does everybody get that? Does everybody understand that? We've been invaded by 30 million of these clowns. Bush has done nothing about it. Perry's too busy sucking up the Vicente Fox. And then he's got the unmitigated gall to allow troops on our soon-to-be toll roads up here armed to the teeth. Let me tell you something, Governor Perry. I see one of these guys, I'll kill him where he stands. Do you read me? And I don't care if you try to send me to prison for the rest of my life and my dog's life. God bless America. What are these people thinking? I'm not going to wait for blue beanies to show up on my street corner. Any armed military from any other country standing within gun range of me, I'll drop him where he stands. I've had enough.
You better hurry up before the feds bust in here. Go ahead, John.
I don't know what to say, John.
What is there to say? I just said it all.
Wow. We're breaking new grounds, and it's not going to end. And Americans, I mean, just listening to Charles in Louisiana, the passion in his voice of, I mean, when are the people going to stand up? What's it going to take? You know, because we know, you know as well as I do, that the way these troops are going to be seen by the average American in general in, you know, Minnesota to New York to wherever is, oh, what a nice gesture. I mean, we are just, we have no concept of sovereignty anymore. We have no concept of what American soil and closed borders are supposed to be anymore. It's lost to us. And people have taken this government line of open borders and one world, we're all the same concepts, and just embraced it. And I'm with Charles. It's like it wears us down to sit there and watch blatant stuff you know, blatant actions take place, and the people really just do nothing. They just raise their eyebrows, look at it, and turn around and keep carrying on.
Well, I don't know. You know, I don't know if anybody else, what is in anybody else's mind, but we have seen the Constitution, the federal Constitution, the state constitutions, John, just absolutely trashed. To the point that some talk show host down here in Central Texas has to make a declaration of defending his own soil against foreign troops. And I'm not saying they're here for an invasion. This is kind of incrementalization, to try to get used to people seeing foreign troops on our soil with arms. Let me tell you something. John, there was a United States Marine that was, evidently he was a Mexican citizen. How this happens, I don't know. But he was killed in Iraq. Well, he's being buried in Mexico. A Marine contingent went down there, the burial party, if you will, with their ceremonial rifles. They're not toy rifles. They're inactive rifles. Generally, they're white and chromed receivers and barrels. The Mexicans snatched these rifles out of their hands and said that, well, they were just following orders because we don't allow any foreign troops in our country, no matter what contingent they're with, for whatever reason, we don't allow them in our country armed. But yet they're allowed to roam through Texas, traveling on our soon-to-be toll roads with weapons, fully automatic weapons and sidearms.
Where are these guys going to?
They're going supposedly to San Antonio and who knows from there. They've been spotted on 183 up here, and people that live in Central Texas are familiar with 183. This is about 100 miles north of San Antonio.
Maybe they don't have a good map.
Well, I don't know. Why don't they just ask one of their 30 million illegal brethren alongside the road someplace, you know, where they need to go?
Is San Antonio in desperate need of foreign assistance?
No, it's not. We have absorbed about a quarter of a million of the people from Louisiana. They're up in Houston. They're in Dallas. Some are in Fort Worth. Some are in Austin. Some are in San Antonio. Some of them have been moved in and around San Antonio. But this is something, you know, how many days post the fact, a week, that we need Mexicans with arms. You know me, John, I'm already livid over the 30 million illegals in this country and these chicken crap politicians, the globalists that want to balkanize this country. I'm already upset about that. You know, where I draw the line is when their military force shows up on our land armed. And I'll tell you something, and I don't flat care. I'm telling you, everybody has their supposed line in the sand. This is mine. Any blue beanies on my soil, any Mexican troops, I don't care who they are or where they're from, they're armed, they're standing in front of me, they're not going to be standing. I'm just one guy, I'm no real beast, I'm no Rambo, but I'll tell you what, I'll let what I have do the talking, and they can sort it out later. I don't care. I don't care. This has gone on too far, too long. This country is being destroyed, intentionally gutted by the globalists, the global elite, and especially this butthole that we have sitting in Washington, D.C. right now, and all of his PNAC cronies. I'm almost too upset to even do a doggone show here. I am absolutely beside myself. Talk, John. Say something.
You say you've got people in Texas that have already seen these guys? Have anybody from your network seen them?
No, we've been here at the network all day. These reports are coming in from other talk show hosts, from people that have actually been out there witnessing these people.
And there's no statement from the governor?
Nothing.
He just didn't say a thing.
There wasn't any previous announcement that this was going to take place. Now, don't you think that being a governor of a state, don't you think it'd be a good idea to let the citizens of this state know that, excuse me, we're going to have foreign armed troops running around in trucks up and down our highways? Don't you think that'd be a good thing to let the people of Texas know?
I think it'd be a good thing to let the people of Texas know that, yes.
Well, I heard it, and I don't care. Whether I'd heard about it or not, I see a foreign troop, he's gone. Out of here. Permanently. Take the eternal dirt nap. That's what you get for being in my country armed.
Oh, buddy. I'll tell you what. I know I'm going to catch a lot of heat for this one, but I don't care. Sometimes the right thing to do is the right thing to do. Richard in Louisiana. Hello, Richard.
Salutations, my fellow compatriot. I'm over here in Louisiana. I'm in Lafayette, Louisiana. We're a few hundred miles away from New Orleans, where I was born. They keep talking about the people in the dome. They left a great amount of trash. What I want to know is this. They allegedly didn't have any water or any food, but where did the trash come from?
They probably went through the concession stands at the stadium.
Right, that's what I was thinking, but they claimed there was nothing to eat or drink. They came here to Lafayette to the Cajun Dome. They caused trash over here, so much so that they refused to pick it up. So the dome operators had to tell them, well, whoever picks up will be hired. We'll pay them to pick up the trash. So about 3,000 decided to do it then for money.
Well, there. Look, where the trash came from,
that's what I'm just wondering. I'm not saying
diapers
they didn't
and
suffer.
All sorts of stuff.
Yeah, I mean, there were certain people that, well, were able to secure certain items. I'm sure that some people brought some with us, but we also know that supplies were dropped off at the dome. You know, I mean, what are we going to do? Give them a ticket for littering?
No.
Okay, hold on. I was just being facetious. We're up against the break. We'll be right back. Hang on.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a 1-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
All right, Richard, I'm sorry, your point was before the break? Richard?
Yes, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. What was your point?
My point is this. if nobody had any food or water, I wonder how did all this trash get in the Superdome?
Okay, all right. Okay, we got that one. All right, thanks for your call. I appreciate it,
Richard.
Thank you. All right. John in Pensacola. Hello, John.
Hi, John. And John in North Carolina.
Hello, John.
And I've got to tell you, this is typical, I guess, of many of the RBN listeners. We all seem to be named John. For that reason, I have taken the moniker Panhandle. So I just want to mention that it was Alan Stang who yesterday first brought to my attention the Mexican military presence coming. This morning, though, on C-SPAN's Washington Journal, Susan, the presenter, brought on board article out of the Washington Journal that touched upon it also, and then some gal from the Washington Globe named Miss Farrah Stockman, the foreign affairs correspondent, called in, and they had a little discussion, and it was all flowers and just in fantastic, you know, making out how all of this rescue effort and assistance is an international effort, and it really irritates me to see. But you know what, John? I got to tell you, I carried an M16 over to Germany a couple times on reforgers. I took it to Egypt on some Bright Stars, and I've taken it to Honduras on some deployments with my active reserves. And maybe this is just all, like, you know, a result of our having gone abroad and done that sort of thing. And
well,
I know how you feel about the use of the military down there. And
yeah, I mean, I don't care for light or transient reason, whatever the case may be. What you do not do is reform your constitution to fit the emergency of the day. And the one thing that is absolutely positively 100% precluded from happening in this country are active military carrying arms on our streets. The National Guard, that's another issue. But still, if you think about this, now we have groups of armed individuals from 50 different states coming down the Louisiana area. These are all supposed to be all sovereign individual entities, John, if I'm saying this correctly. And I'm really not even in favor of that, because what we have in Iraq right now is the large contingent of our National Guard, which, how can it be a National Guard if they're overseas? They better rethink and try to change that one. But you see the point here.
Yeah, well, hey, John and Round Rock, yesterday, you may recall, I brought up the fact that the first units in New Orleans were the FPS, Federal Protective Services, black uniform people.
Right.
I've got to tell you, I've seen black popping up a lot. And it's all worn with federal law enforcement people. So there's a lot of federal guns down there in New Orleans now, okay? As a matter of fact, yesterday after we spoke, I saw an interview with a man who's a deputy U.S. Marshal. The name is Thibodeau, which I guess is pretty common in that part of the country, a lieutenant colonel in the Arkansas National Guard. He's the commander of a unit that's deployed down there, but he also let it be known that he's a deputy U.S. Marshal when he's not wearing the National Guard uniform. And here's a guy wearing a black forage cap with camouflage BDUs. And
look,
I mean,
look, I flipped out when they came out with these PASCANT Kevlar helmets, these things that look suspiciously like the German coal scuttle helmets of World War II, and then promptly after that, they started dressing everybody in black. Well, black is only good for one thing. That's night operations.
Right.
You know, this is stuff that people that are walking around in the day shouldn't be doing, because you know what? It's real hot down here in the South, and guess what black does? That's right, it attracts more heat. It's the intimidation again, John. It's the intimidation factor.
I hear music. Can you hold me over?
Yeah, okay. And I've got Leslie out of Austin report on calling K-View. I guess you contacted the local TV station. We'll also get her after this top of the hour break. Hour two of the National Intel Report coming up.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right.
Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.